Thank you. I thank the chair for the floor. I'm taking the floor on behalf of my ambassador. Excellency, distinguished guest, ladies and gentlemen, I greet you all. I thank the Director General for her insightful presentation. Namibia welcomes the ANTAC Secretariat comprehensive and informative report. The report's finding underscore significant shift in the global trade dynamics. Many developed countries are increasingly prioritizing domestic concerns and climate commitments, leading to a rising trend in trade restrictions and inward focused industrial policies, particularly among the largest economies. While such shifts are understandably in the context of global challenges, they risk disrupting the smooth flow of international trade. Namibia strongly believes that in order to achieve sustainable development, developing countries must be allowed the same flexibility. In this regard, it is crucial that the international community recognizes the need for equity in the implementation of those policies. As we navigate those global shifts, we must find a balanced approach that supports both the preservation of an open global trading system and the development aspiration of developing nations like Namibia. As per the report, in 2023 and 2024, record high temperatures have occurred worldwide, along with more frequent floods and droughts, continuous degradation of the forest and water resources, and deteriorating biodiversity. Namibia is one of those countries negatively affected by the climate change. Hence, in light of this, we emphasize the urgent need for increased and effective mobilization of financial resources to support developing countries in mitigating the impacts of climate change. While we believe that the international community has a responsibility to ensure that climate financing is not only abundant, but also effectively channeled to those most affected. We further underscore the importance of the multilateral system in addressing the digital divide gap and the equal share of value chains for developing countries. Mostly for developing countries to address most of their economic challenges, they need to be part of the value chains and moving from export raw materials to exporting finished products. In addition, if benefits of AI-based technologies, technological progress are to be broadly shared, the risk of further increases in inequality need to be addressed. Namibia, like any other developing country, supports the strengthening of the South-South cooperation to increase growth in investment, technical assistance, and technological transfer among countries of the Global South. Finally, Namibia aligns with statements by G77 and China and the African group. Thank you.